You guys are heading toward the playoffs after this win, and that's a big, big step and another first for this football program under you as a head coach.
A check mark right there. I mean, that's one of the things that we've talked about since I got here. First, make the playoffs. And now our next goal is to win our next game, which is against the Tennessee Heat. That's going to be a homecoming game next week. We're really looking forward to that. And then we'll start scheming up against Community. And if we beat Community, then we're hosting. And then we're playing for the region championship against Giles. So
you've had a hard week this week. How sweet is this win?
It's awesome. My dad would be so proud of this team. You know, he was at a lot of the games. He did nothing but support me when times were good and times were bad. He was there patting me on the back when we lost some tough ones, and he was there, of course, giving me a big old hug when we won some big games in the past. So, yeah, dad was with me tonight. He had probably the best seat in the house. So,
take us through the game in the second quarter toward the end. You guys started coming alive, getting some big yardage on plays and stuff, and then all of a sudden the clock ran out. But what did you say to these guys at halftime? You know, your guys are 0-0 across the board, and they came out in the second half and really got things going, you know, picked up pretty much where they left off on that last drive.
I just called out the offensive line, and I challenged them. I said, guys, you have to play better. We're playing like we've already won the game. They're not going to give us this game. Wins are hard to come by, especially in the region. If you want to take this program to the next level, you guys have to do it. And I didn't do it by themselves. I told them right here in front of everybody. I said, look, guys, this game depends on you guys. And you've got to play harder. You've got to want this. And they did. They responded well. We kept it interesting. We go up by two touchdowns. I still wasn't feeling, you know, totally secure there. And then we got the time became a factor towards the end there. But our offensive line, that last touchdown by Dallas Roller, you know, good run by him, but he had some great blocks, especially by Dallas or Dylan Taylor right there. They put their big man over there who was a good player, number 79. And he was hard to block. But by the end of that quarter, that series, I thought we were doing a pretty good job with him.
How's the health of Dylan Gunner?
Dylan Gunner took one, you know, he carried, was going for the pass defense there, back out of the backfield, and he made great effort right there, and he just came down kind of hard, so we'll address that, take a look at that, and make sure he's okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Keith.